States across the Midwest are opening up COVID-19 vaccine appointments to more age groups. This should move the region closer to herd immunity and the return to some normalcy. Still, some say they don't want to get vaccinated. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs has more.
On a recent Saturday, a mass COVID-19 vaccination clinic is in full swing at the Corinthian Baptist Church in Des Moines, Iowa. People sit patiently, scattered throughout the church's pews for the required 15-minute waiting period after their shot. In the dimly lit room, they face a stained glass mural. It serves as a reminder of the church's significance in the Black community. It depicts scenes like slaves arriving from Africa, Black church choirs, civil rights leaders, and
the little girl with the beads in her hair. That is my daughter when she was 2 years old, who is now immortalized in our church.
Jackie Easley McGee is the health chair for the NAACP in Iowa, Nebraska. This is her church, and she says her husband designed that mural to be welcoming. She says hosting clinics in safe spaces like this are crucial to getting the Black community vaccinated against COVID-19. She says internal polling by the NAACP last fall showed the majority of Blacks were not likely to get the vaccine. To increase confidence, Easley McGee's pumped information into the community, putting together panels with Black doctors, faith leaders, and even vaccine trial participants.
In a pandemic, we really needed, you know, that message to come from people that look like them.
Iowa's Black community isn't the only group that's been hesitant about getting vaccinated. Rolando Sanchez is a pulmonologist at the University of Iowa. He works with a group of doctors to reach out to the state's Latinx community. He says he's done everything from debunk vaccine conspiracy theories to address fears of deportation from going to health clinics.
There is a lot of misinformation, and some of them also don't speak English, so they don't have access to education and medical information in their own language.
According to a poll released by NPR and the PBS NewsHour last month, 30% of Americans say they do not plan to get the vaccine. Aaron Shear is a professor of internal medicine at the University of Iowa. He studies vaccine confidence and says there's been a lot of poor communication during this rollout.
A lot of times you have to think about what the underlying motivations are, you know, whether they're conscious or not, that might be driving that resistance to getting vaccinated.
Tate concerns that available vaccines were developed too quickly. Shear says he frequently hears leaders point out that the vaccines have passed FDA safety checks.
The explanation really doesn't address that intuition that there's a trade-off between speed and quality.
Shear says it would be much better to explain that this coronavirus is very similar to the virus that caused the 2003 SARS outbreak. So scientists already had a lot of the data they needed to develop the vaccine.
It's kind of like starting a 100-meter dash at the 90-meter, you know, line. You know, you don't have this far to go.
And Shear says in order to reach hesitant groups, this reassuring, empathetic messaging needs to be pushed by trusted leaders in those groups. But that's not always so easy. While recent polls have found vaccine confidence is increasing overall, including in minority communities, 49% of Republican men said they are not planning to get the shot, according to last month's national poll by NPR and the PBS NewsHour. Top Republican leaders like Governor Kim Reynolds and Senators Joni Ernst and Chuck Grassley have encouraged everyone to get vaccinated. But Iowa Speaker of the House Pat Grassley, the grandson of Chuck Grassley, has so far declined. Iowa City resident Nick DeLigi feels his Republican family members who don't want the vaccine are mostly influenced by conservative media personalities who continue to plant seeds of doubt about the vaccine.
And when you do that, people who are more susceptible to conspiracy theories or believing, you know, things that aren't outright proven, they're going to take that little twinge of doubt and run with it.
DeLigi hopes his relatives will change their minds. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.